Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. Thank you so much for joining in on this Monday. I'm sorry, this Friday night. I am so stopped up. You all, please excuse me for my mistake with the day of the week. I'm just excited for this holiday weekend at my job. It's a three-day weekend twice. Either you work Monday, you have off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or you have off Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I just thank God for this weekend. It is a holiday weekend. We're celebrating, and we're celebrating also being saved and sanctified. And Blog Talk Radio with Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, as well as Facebook Live, where we are spreading the word of God all over the world through WWW, World Wide Web. And I just want to say, get your Bibles, pencil, pens, and pads while we're getting together for the service on tonight with our very own prophet, Antoine Thomas. So with that being said, please get ready. Just get ready. Get ready, get ready. God is going to do something on tonight for you, you, and your friends and your family. Just get ready for God to have his way. Let me check with the man of God to see if he's on the line. Prophet, are you on the line? Okay. I guess he's getting ready to begin to share with us. He's setting up on Facebook Live. So for those of you all that...
I'm on the line.
Okay. Did you want to start off with prayer, or you want me to start off with prayer?
If you would start off with prayer, that would be great.
Okay. Thank you, man of God. I always ask because sometimes people have something they want to do special. So with that being said, I'm going to ask you all again to get your Bibles, pencil pads, and anything you want to get together to take notes, because I want to make sure that we are in a place of agreement when the man of God brings forth the word, that you would know that is what the word says, because you read it for yourself. And you can go back and read it again. So let's start with prayer, okay? Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another night. God, we thank you for another chance to come before you, to ask you for forgiveness, to come before you, God, with our arms open, our hearts open, our eyes open, and our mouth open, saying, God, here I am. What is it that you would have me to do? God, I'm opening up and asking you to forgive me. I'm opening up and asking you to be my God so that I can be a part of your crowd, of one of your people. The reason I said crowd, because I want to be with the people that's crowded around your throne, that's crowded in your presence, oh God. I want to be in your face, God. Teach me how to open my mouth. Teach me how to take my hands and grab a hold to the altar, to hold onto the horns of the altar, God, to trust in you with everything that I have, everything that I am, God. I want to just trust you with it, and let's let it be in your hands, because, God, I know whatever you have for me is for me. You make no mistakes, God. And just teach me how to just trust you honestly, wholly, and openly. God, you are my God. Bless America. Let what America is going through at this time, God, let your will be done. No matter what we think or we say, God, let your will be done. For we know that you are God and God alone that don't need no help. All you need is for your people to just surrender, trust you, and trust you even the more. Even through this, God, we shall trust you because you will get the glory. God, we ask you to cover our households, our families, our health, our finance, and everything that's dealing with us and dealing with our family. God, no matter where we at, trust you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray these things, and these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, man of God, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am, we're ready.
Okay, it's in your hands. Have your way.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Facebook, for your patience. We were getting ready on Blog Talk. I'm excited about what God will share with us tonight. If you would do me a favor, and let's go directly into the Word. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 15. All right? Matthew chapter 16, and then verse number 15 is where we'll start. So you got to keep your Bibles tonight, so do a little slight jumping around. There's some few things I need to point out in the Word and what God shared with us on today. So make sure you got it, make sure you got it good. Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 15 is where we're going to start. All right. Thank you for all coming on. Do me a favor, like and share. Apostle McCoy, bless his man of God. Chapter 16, verse number 15. Amen, amen, amen. I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited. The Lord shared some things with me, and I want to share them with you guys. Just to put our perspective back on purpose. Do me a favor, like and share. Do me a favor, like and share. Like and share. If you do that for me, that would be great. And we're going to get right into it. I want to pull this up on a bigger platform. I have learned that sometimes my eyes will, certain things will remind me that I'm not as young as I used to be. Come on here, somebody. So sometimes I got to use a different platform because the words don't seem as clear as they used to. And so we're going to pull that right on up. All right. Just waiting for that to sing correctly. All right. All right. There we go. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 15 through 19, it says, He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And verse number 18 says, And say also unto thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Tonight I want to talk about yet he chose me. Yet he chose me. This isn't just for the people who are not in ministry or those who are looking to get involved in ministry, but it's also for those who are currently in ministry. Sometimes we face things and we're dealing with things and we forget that God knew every struggle. God knew every obstacle that we would have to be faced with. So, Father, tonight, before we dive too deep into this word, Father, I pray that we have an ear to hear and a heart to receive, the will to obey, and the wisdom to manifest what you will say to us tonight. Let no flesh glory in your sight, Father. You arise, let your enemies be scattered. Father, I pray that this word would resonate in our hearts, our souls, our minds, our spirits, until the day of redemption, cause it to flourish and become contagious in our lives. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father, push me aside. Let them hear you. Let them see you. Say what only you can say. Do what only you can do. And touch what only you can reach. In Jesus' name I pray tonight. It is so, and so it is. Amen. Listen, here it is. Jesus is asking them, what is the buzz about me? What are people saying about me? And as a matter of fact, and then who do you think I am? Because who you think he is matters. The preacher can get up all day long and say he's the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I heard the song say, He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. But what is he to you? Hallelujah. You got to know who God is to you. Because when you find out and you declare who he is to you, that means no one else can move you off of that. No one else can deter you from that. Are you listening to me? My children call me daddy or dad because that's who I've been to them. And that won't change. That won't maneuver because of things changing in my life or things changing in their lives. I'm still their dad. Life allows them to grow up. They're getting older now, but I'm still their dad. I've got two adults, soon to be 21-year-old, soon to be 22-year-old. Wow, y'all, I'm getting up there. But I'm still their dad. And I don't care what you go through. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I don't care what you're faced with. He is still God. Hallelujah. He's still El Shaddai. He's still Elohim. He's still El Yor. He's still El Elyon. But you've got to know him to be that. Don't guess it. Don't let nobody else tell you who he is to you. Know him for yourself. Know him for yourself. What has he been to you? My God. Will somebody do me a favor? I just want to, hallelujah. My God, I'm about to mess up already. Do me a favor. Type in the comments what he's been to you. Come on, just testify. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Just testify real quick what he's been to you. Come on, get in the comments and show me some hearts and likes. But I want you to type real quick. Just tell me something he's been to you. But y'all, he's been, hallelujah, he's been my breadwinner. He's been my company keeper. He's been my rock in the weary land. My God, he's been my shelter in the time of storm. Let me pull you out of church. He's been my battle axe in the time of war. My God, he has been a company keeper. Bless you, Jesus. I have found myself in situations in this last year or so emotionally that I have never been in before. But God has been my rock. He's been my consistent. My God, bless you, Jesus. Just earlier today, I was singing in my head, "Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see, and all I have needed, thy hand has provided." Come on, somebody, y'all ain't typing. Come on, type in here for me. Tell me what he's been to you. My God, tell me what he's been to you. Tell me how he, my God, sister, if that's just Pastor Campbell said, he's been her provider. Come on. Sister Sylvia said, he's been my healer. Somebody, Pastor Cassie said, he's been my peace. Come on, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but every time I turn around, he shows me a new face. He shows me a new aspect. He shows me a new dispensation. He shows me a new hand. He shows me a new way. He's God in my life. Come on. Some of y'all ain't seen him. Come on. Sister Carter said, he's been my healer. My God. He's been my deliverer. Brother Joseph said, that's my chef cooking friend from Orlando. My God, he's been my friend. Y'all listen here. Let me tell you something. When you know a y'all, I don't want to dip off, but I got excited, Pastor Campbell, with simply talking about who he's been to me. I don't. Old folks used to sing a song, say, "You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me." And sometimes people will never understand who he's been to you. You can take all day to try to explain and try to elaborate and explain, but for some people, they will never know what God has been to you because they don't know the trouble you had to go through. They don't know, my God, they don't know the things you had to sacrifice. They don't know the things you had to give up. My God, Sister Brendan Margo said, he's been my foundation. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. You got to know him for yourself. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the Christ. You are the Savior. You are the anointed one, Son of the living God. My God. Here's the thing, because some folks cannot recognize the call on your life. Because you cannot recognize revelation, it has to be revealed. He tells them, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Sometimes we're looking for people to see things and to amen things, and it hasn't been revealed to them. And sometimes you're going to end up wasting time and precious moments trying to get people to understand heavenly revelation. Keep it moving. He said, listen here, that it wasn't on Peter. It wasn't, he said, it wasn't, you know, people get misunderstood. It wasn't Peter, you're the rock that my church is going to be built on. It is what you've established, what you revealed, what you have declared, that I am the Christ, Son of the living God. That's what my church is going to be built on. Jesus, that he's the Son of God, the Christ, not Peter, not Peter's name, but that declaration. In other words, you need to build, my God, build your foundation on the declaration that he is God. And he is Christ, Son of the living God. I know you may be sick. My God, I feel like tuning up already. Help me, Holy Ghost. You may be in some situations that make you feel as though, my God, help me, Holy Ghost, bless you, Jesus, my God, that people don't understand. But it doesn't matter if they understand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus, on Christ, the solid rock. That's the rock he's talking about. The solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. He tells him, let me get back, y'all. He said, what you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. What you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. In other words, I'm going to back you up. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. I wish somebody would understand that no matter what you're dealing with, heaven is backing you up. My God, will somebody type that for me? Heaven is backing me up. I know it seems as though everybody else is against you. It seems as though nobody understands and nobody gets you. But I want you to type in there, heaven has, my God, heaven is backing me up. And if heaven is backing me up, oh, my God, if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. My God, today, let me keep moving. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 31 through 34 says, and the Lord said to Simon, Simon, behold, Satan desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny thou knowest me. I want to go back just a bit. He tells him, he says, Peter, Satan desires to have you. Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Brother Joseph, I learned something a few years ago. You cannot sift wheat. Wheat is too thick to be sifted. Is that how you say that? You can't sift wheat. In order to sift wheat, you've got to break it down to a powdery substance. So the enemy does not just desire to kill you. He's desiring to break you down to the lowest possible status that he can. That's his desire. He may not kill you physically. He'll try to break you down as much as he possibly can, make you second-guess yourself, make you forget what God has said to you, make you forget what God has promised you, make you forget that you're more than a conqueror, not just a conqueror. He'll try to make you forget that you're more than a conqueror. He'll try to make you forget that by his stripes, you are already healed. By God, by Jesus Christ, you're already healed. He'll try to make you forget that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's how he breaks you down. The thing that holds you together, which is the word of God. Because the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. He takes the word out of your remembrance. He takes the word out of your remembrance. And if you can't remember the word, there's nothing to build on. Because when all else fails, it's the word that's going to stand. So he'll try to sift you as wheat. He said, but I pray that when you're converted, that you strengthen your brother. So, of course, Peter, as most of us do, oh, no, Jesus, I'm ready to be a ride or die for you. Jesus tell him, listen, before this cock even crows, you're going to deny me three times. Verse number 32 in that same chapter says, but after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, thou, all men shall be offended because of thee, yet I will never be offended. Jesus said, verily I say unto thee, this that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Told him again. Peter said to him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said to the disciples. Matthew 26, verse 69 says, now Peter sat without the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was going out of the porch, another maid saw him, said to him that was there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with the oath, I do not know the man. After a while came unto him that stood by him and said to Peter, surely thou art also one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Y'all, I'm almost done. I came to tell somebody that whether you know it or not, God knew every struggle you were going to have. He already knew Peter was going to deny him, but yet he chose him. He already knew that Judas was going to betray him, but yet he chose him. And I'm trying to tell somebody tonight, I just stopped by to tell somebody, God knows everything that you're dealing with. Yeah. Songwriter said, Jesus knows all about your struggle, and he will guide you until the day is done. There's not a friend like the Lord Jesus. Why is that so important? A friend knows the worst things about you, but still loves you, still supports you, pushes you. He knew and he knows even what's coming up, but yet he still chose you. The truth of the matter is, if you knew about me what Jesus knew about me, you probably wouldn't be on this line. That's just real. If you knew the struggles I've had to deal with and the things I've had to fight and the things I've had to overcome, you wouldn't like me. Abraham lied about who his wife was. As a matter of fact, Abraham, the father of faith, was not even a servant of Yahweh when God called him. Moses was a murderer. Judas betrayed him. Jeremiah was a crybaby. David was a murdering adulterer. Jonah was a scary cat. I'm telling you that in all of this, Jesus knew every single last thing about these men of God. But yet, he chose them. And I'm trying to tell somebody, you got to stop disqualifying yourself. Watch this. But you never hear about Peter denying him again. You never hear about the consequence of Peter's action. There's a difference between Judas and Peter. Because Judas, once again, Jesus knew what he was going to do. Matter of fact, called him a friend. He told him, say, betrayest thou me, friend, with a kiss. Knew what he's going to do. Matter of fact, called him a friend because of it. You're about to betray me, and I'm calling you friend. Why would I call you friend and you're betraying me? Because you're pushing me towards my purpose and destiny. And anybody who keeps me from doing what God has destined for me to do is my enemy. So I chose you. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm trying to tell somebody tonight, God chose some people in your life to hate on you, to backbite you, to misuse you. Prophet, why would God choose somebody to misuse me? Because it's going to push you towards your purpose and your destiny. Because for some of us, unless we have to hit our knees, unless we feel that struggle, unless we feel that agitation, unless we have that trouble, we won't push towards what God has called us to do. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. I tell this story all the time. Brother Joseph, I had to do laundry one time, but I hate doing laundry. The Lord says to me, he said, look in the middle of that washing machine. In the middle of that washing machine, that thing is called an agitator. No matter how much water you put in there, no matter how much detergent you put in there, no matter how much fabric softener you put in there. Hallelujah. Those clothes won't get clean without the agitator. Those clothes have to be rubbed in an uncomfortable way, my God, to get the dirt out. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. But I'm trying to tell somebody today, God sent somebody close to you, somebody around you. Maybe it may be in, something in your body to make sure that you know who God is. Paul said, I prayed 3 times that you remove the thorn from my flesh. He said, but my grace is sufficient. Paul said there was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. The word buffet means, to bring to a place of correction, of proper functionality. You know, when you see your internet, it'll say buffering. Why? Because it's getting into a place of, my God, of proper connection. It's getting into a place to where, hallelujah, it will operate correctly. Many of you, you're being buffered in the spirit, and you're saying, God, why me? Why do I have to go through this? Why must I deal with this? God is saying, I'm trying to get you to the place where the connection, my God, is correct. My God, the operation is correct. The functionality is correct. My God, somebody just holler, Lord, buffer me. My God, it may hurt sometimes, but at the end, you're going to see yourself better. You're going to see yourself operating better. You're going to see the gift begin to operate stronger and wiser and better and accurate. My God, today, you never hear about the consequence of Peter's actions. Why? Because God blocked your past and the consequences of your past. Some of you, you know you did some things that you should be dead for. You should be crazy. You should be homeless. You should be all kinds of things, but God blocked it. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Bless you, Jesus. I wish somebody would just testify, my God, that God blocked it. It could have went another way. My God, I said it could have went another way. Man, yeah, you tell the truth. I know we get up and we get in front of church, and many of us that are in ministry, we portray as if we've had no struggles. We portray as if there has not been an issue. But the truth of the matter is, my God kept you. My God, he blocked you from the consequence because he's not a fair God. He's a righteous God. My God. Prophet Deon Cole, if God, my God, was like some of us, we'd be in trouble. And I'm so glad that God didn't recognize me. He revealed me, my God. He saw the best in me, my God. What everyone else around me could only see the worst in me, he looked, my Father. The old folks said he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. I wish I had somebody that would testify today that, my God, I'm so glad I didn't get what I deserve. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, somebody just typed it in for me. I didn't get what I deserve. My God, I don't know what you deserve, my God, but I didn't get anywhere near close to what I deserve. The blood covered me. Hallelujah. He saw the blood covering, my God, and he passed over. My God, it wasn't because I was so special. It wasn't because my mom was the apostle. Not because my dad was the pastor. Not because my brother's the pastor. Oh, because I used to pastor. Or because I'm the prophet. My God, he saw the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said God revealed me. He didn't recognize me, because if he recognized me, he would have saw the familiarity of sin. Hallelujah, my God. But he saw what he put on the inside of me. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He saw what he instilled in me. He saw, my God, that he called me before I entered my mother. He recognized the call that happened before the sin was applied. Woo! My God, today. Hallelujah. He saw the blood. My God, bless you, Jesus. He didn't see, my God, my mess up. He saw the blood. I'm finna mess up around here, but I said he saw the blood. My God. I tried to be cool, Pastor Troy, but I said he saw the blood. My God. Oh, y'all, listen. My God, I got to go. I'm over my time. I got to drive to Indiana tonight, but I wish somebody would testify. that he saw the blood. My God, he didn't see my mess up. He saw the blood. My God, my God. So many things he could have recognized on me. He could have recognized that I used to smoke weed, but he saw the blood. My God. My God, I'm finna mess up right because I tried to be cool, but y'all wasn't going because I got to go by myself. I said he could have recognized the drink in me, but he saw the blood. He could have recognized the fornicator. But he saw the blood. Tell somebody he saw the blood. Hey, he saw the blood. My God, my God. Hallelujah. He could have seen a lot of things. But he saw the blood. He could have recognized my shortcomings. But he saw the blood. Somebody out here ought to give God praise today. Because he saw the blood. Yeah. Hey, he saw the blood. My God, my God. Because what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. Hey, hallelujah. Woo! I said nothing but the blood. My God. I said nothing but the blood. Hey, nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. My God. God, I feel happy, Joseph. I'm trying to be cool, but it was nothing but the blood. It was the blood that taught me. It was the blood that brought me. It was the blood that's bringing me. It was the blood that's saving me. It was the blood that's keeping me. It was the blood that washed me. It was the blood that lifted me. It was the blood that pruned me. It was the blood that rebuked me. It was the blood that brought me. Somebody, I thank God for the blood. When all else fell, when the blood of lambs and bullets fell, God sent his son down through 42 generations, and he sent the blood. Tell somebody, I thank God for the blood. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right. My God, I'm so glad for the blood. When I should have lost my mind, the blood kept me. When I should have lost my tears, the blood kept me. When I lost my mother, the blood kept me. When I lost my daddy, the blood kept me. Family gone, but the blood kept me. Lost the job, but the blood kept me. Sick in my body, but the blood kept me. One surgery after another, but the blood kept me. Friends left me. Family misunderstood. But the blood kept me. Testimony, I thank God for the blood. Yeah. I thank God for the blood. Yeah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. 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 If you don't know what to say, just shout the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. Over our children, the blood, the blood, the blood. Over our families, the blood, the blood, the blood. Over our government, the blood, the blood, the blood. Over our schools, the blood, the blood, the blood. Over my mind, the blood, the blood, the blood. Over my heart, the blood, the blood, the blood. Somebody shout the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. I said the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. Over what I can't see. The blood over what I can't see. The blood over what I feel. And the blood over what I can't feel. The blood over what the doctor saw. The blood over every, my God, every diagnosis, every prognosis, every analysis, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood for cancer, the blood for rheumatism, the blood for arthritis, the blood over COVID, the blood over the flu, the blood over your back pain, the blood over your headache. I feel a shift right here. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus comes against you right now. We speak the blood over every ailment, every discomfort in the name of Jesus.
we curse you from the root. The blood says live. The blood, talk to the host, fire. The blood says live. The blood says live. Put that pill down. Put that gun back in the drawer. The blood says live. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're going through. The blood says live. You shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. I speak the blood over your mind. I speak the blood over your heart. Don't you give up. Don't you give in. Don't you dare throw in the towel. God is with you. It's not over. It's not over. The devil is alive. It's not over. The devil is alive. You're not by yourself. The devil is alive. Don't go into town. The devil is alive. God knows. God knows. God cares. Don't you give up. The blood is against you. I curse every suicidal. Every suicidal spirit. In the name of Jesus, you cannot die. You will not die. The blood can live. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. Lord Jesus, get down in the guttermost and the uttermost. Save that man. Save that woman. Save that child. Save that mother. Save that father. Save that sister. Save that brother. Father, we're taking a break from the sermon. You chose them for such a time as this. So, Father, like you did for me, like you did for me, do it for them and save them and bring them up in the name of Jesus. Father, for your glory, in the name of Jesus, bring them up. Bring them up. Bring them up. Bring them up. Lift them up. Lift their bowed down heads. Mend their broken hearts. Regulate their emotions. Regulate their minds. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, do it right now before the clock strikes 12. Heal, deliver, and set free. Heal, deliver, and set free. Heal, deliver, set free. Heal, deliver, set free. Heal, deliver, set free. Heal, deliver, and set free. Touch the mind. Touch that marriage. Touch that family. Touch that mother. Touch that father. Father, turn them around. Send them back home. Get them out the bar. Get them out the crack house. Get them out the whorehouse. Lord Jesus, do it right now for your glory. All for your glory. Touch for your glory. Heal for your glory. Renew for your glory. Live for your glory. Save for your glory. Touch for your glory. Lord Jesus, and we will give your name the praise. As a matter of fact, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you glory for touching now. We give you glory for lifting now. We give you glory for saving now. We give you glory for feeling now. We give you glory that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises, you condemn us. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Come on, wherever you are, clap your hands. Give him praise. Give him glory. I know it's a shift. I know you wanted to hear more scripture, but I felt leading to cover the blood. Come on. Come on. Come on. Type those names. Come on, type those names in the comments. We're going to cover in the blood tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're covering in the blood. We're covering in the blood. Father, Prophet DeAnco, cover in the blood. Jamaica, cover in the blood. Marco, cover in the blood. Joseph, cover in the blood. Sylvia, cover in the blood. Trisha, cover in the blood. In the name of Jesus, cover in the blood. blood. In the name of Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Cover in the blood. Come on, put the names in it. We're going to cover in the blood tonight. Cover in the blood. In the name of Jesus. Cover, cover, cover. Cover, 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 cover. Cover in the blood. Cover the McCoy family. In the blood. Cover the Thomas family. In the blood. Cover the Davis family. In the blood. Cover the Neal family. In the blood. Cover the Taylor family. In the blood. Cover the Williams family. In the blood. Cover the Knowles family. In the blood. Cover the Dickens family. In the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. Cover the Johnson family. In the blood. Cover the McFarland family. In the blood. Father, right now, for your glory, Lord, cover in the blood. 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 In the name of Jesus. Cover in the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cover in the blood. Right now, for your glory, the Wright family, the Kaiser family, cover in the blood. In the name of Jesus, Father, before the clock strikes 12 tonight, let them see the blood covering. Let them see the blood covering. Cover every family. Cover every church. Cover every pastor. Cover every bishop. Cover every apostle. Cover every deacon. Cover every evangelist. Cover every missionary. Every choir member. Every praise team member. Every musician, Father. Every lay member. Cover your people everywhere. And Father, cover the fountain in the name of Jesus. Cover the Word Works Church. Cover Destiny Worship Center. Cover Progressive Life-Giving Word Cathedral. Cover Monument of Faith. Cover St. James Family. Come on, God, cover right now. Cover Pastor Troy. Cover Bishop Davis. Cover Pastor Anthony Smith. In the name of Jesus. Pastor Eddie Spencer, God. Pastor Daniel Schmidt. In the name of Jesus. Cover America. Cover the world. Cover our government. Cover our president. Cover our vice president. Cover in the blood. 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 Cover, cover, cover. Cover, cover, cover. Cover, cover, cover. Cover in the blood. Cover God's ministries. Cover Pastor Shawan Jackson. Cover, cover, cover. Cover in the blood. Somebody holler, cover in the blood. Find your preacher wants to say, cover in the blood. 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 Clap your hands right there. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. My God. My God. My God. Christ Jesus. Cover in the blood. Pastor Michael Wright. First Eddie Tim. How about your soul? Cover in my soul. Cover in the blood. Cover Jeremy. Cover in the blood. Jeremiah and Gavin. Cover in the blood. In the name of Jesus. Cover, cover, cover. Cover Monty Thomas. Cover Tyler Thomas. Cover Kayla Thomas. Cover Aliana Knowles. Brandon Griffin. AJ Thomas. Cover Michelle. Cover Grandma Lisa. Cover Taylor. Cover Ashley. Cover Madison. Cover London. Cover Naya. My God, cover Caleb. Cover Brooklyn. My God, cover Carly. Cover Nikila. Cover Mia. Cover Cassandra. Cover Jaden. Cover Troy. Cover Freddie Jr. Cover, cover, cover. Cover the Lawrence and Seabury family. Cover, cover, cover. Cover, cover, cover. Cover, cover, cover. Cover, cover, cover. And the death angel from my soul. He back told somebody. And the death angel shall pass over. Pass over because of the blood. Cover, cover, cover. Cover, cover, cover. We don't need a stimulus package. We need a covering. We don't need more money. We need cover, cover, cover. Lord Jesus, cover. cover our roads, cover our streets, cover our schools, cover our churches, cover our homes, cover our minds until we think right, cover our hearts until we love right, cover our bank accounts until we give right, cover our churches until we love right, cover, because what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Bless you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the blood. Somebody just holler, I thank you for the blood. The smart family, the right family, covering the blood. Covering the blood. I thank you for a blood covering. I thank you for a blood covering for what I could not see. The blood covered me for what I did not know. The blood covered me for what I could not understand. The blood covered me for what I could not perceive. The blood covered me. Somebody holler, thank you for the blood. Oh, thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Yes, thank you for the blood. My God. You covered my mother, and I thank you. You covered my daddy, and I thank you. You covered my children, and I thank you. You covered my brothers, and I thank you. You covered my pastor, and I thank you. You covered my bishop, and I thank you. You covered the country, because it could have been worse, and we thank you. Thank you for the blood. 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 I didn't deserve it, but you sent the blood. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I didn't deserve it, but you sent the blood. I didn't deserve it, but you're covered in the blood. I was messed up, dirty, and unfit, but you saw me, but you took me, and you shook me, and right now, I'm clean by blood, washed by the blood, and covered by the blood. Thank you for the blood. Hey, thank you for the blood. 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 Bless you, Jesus. 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 My soul, thank you. My soul, bless you. My soul, bless you. My soul, bless you. My soul, bless you. Cleansed by the blood. Thank you for the blood. I gotta go, y'all. I gotta go. I gotta go. Do me a favor. Like and share. I'm over my time. But tonight, go. Hallelujah. I hear you. Go covered in the blood. Preach covered in the blood. Prophesy covered in the blood. Go get the car. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Go get the car covered in the blood. Go sign the papers for the house covered in the blood. Hallelujah. Go snatch your son back. I am a host. I am. Go snatch your son back covered by the blood. Go snatch your daughter back covered by the blood. Go snatch your family back covered by the blood. Go get your church back. Go get your neighborhood back. Covered by the blood. Hallelujah. Covered by the blood. Tonight, go with the blood. Hallelujah. Go with the blood. Go with the blood. Go with the blood. Go with the blood. Listen, I got to go. But I was reminded that when Abraham got ready, my God, it's on Pastor Trump. when Abraham got ready to sacrifice Isaac, but the Lord sent a ram. The Bible reminds me that in sacrifice, they had to cut the jugular vein of the animal that they were sacrificing. And when you cut the jugular vein, because the blood is pumping, the blood from the jugular vein, it squirts out and goes everywhere. I come to tell somebody, because you sacrificed, when God told you to sacrifice, because you gave in, when God told you to give in, the blood from your sacrifice is on everything around you. The blood, 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 the blood is squirting out over everywhere. It's squirting out over everything. The blood, 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 it's a blood covering, because I sacrificed, because I obeyed, because I gave God exactly what he asked for. There's a blood covering on everything around me. The blood, the blood, the blood. When I look at my home, I see the blood. When I look at my car, I see the blood. When I look at my children, I see the blood. When I look at my bank account, I see the blood. I got to go, y'all. But the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Y'all share, like, I'm Prophet Thomas. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low. The blood, the blood, the blood.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Thank you, God. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for being my healer. Thank you for being my everything, oh God. Thank you for being my Lord and Savior. God, I thank you for blocking it. I thank you for seeing in me what I didn't see. God, I thank you for just being God. I thank you for the word on tonight. Yet he chose me. God, I thank you for that, because if you didn't choose me, oh, my God, I don't know where I would be. Thank you for not giving me what I deserve, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, oh, Lord. I thank you for everything. Is there anyone on the line who would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight or give him a thank you for being bold and having the heart to bring forth the word that God put in him? The lines are open. Go ahead.
I agree with the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Cover, cover, cover. My, my, my. The prophet has spoken. My God.
My God, my God. Thank you, thank you. Is there anyone else would I like to have some words tonight? Okay, well, don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I would like to say, again, I'm excited. I've been excited all day waiting for the word to come through. Don't forget to tune in this Sunday, the second Sunday of the month, with our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandy Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to tune in with Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E, Let's Talk. Don't forget to tune in on, oh, and by the way, this Sunday will be Valentine's Day with Apostle Elect. So tune in, share your heart with God. Give God that love poem by hearing the word that the woman of God is going to be bringing. That's the 14th. And don't forget Monday, which is the third Monday of the month, is the 15th, which will be with Minister Margot McCord. Please tune in at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on the third Friday, which will be the 19th, that will be myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, will be bringing forth the word that God has put in my heart to share with you all. And with that being said, know that we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And just let God have his way in your life, because as of tonight, you know he chose you and you are covered in the blood. Prophet, would you like to pray us out, please?
Yes, Father. Father, I just give you praise. I give you honor, Lord. Father, we still see to feel the weight of your glory. We just give you praise and we give you honor, O God, because you are God and God alone. And so, Father, we pray that we continue to walk in the knowledge that you know everything. You know everything and follow. So we need to depend on you. Everything that we sing and everything that we do, have your way in our lives. You get the glory, and the glory shall be thine. And leave this place forever, your presence, Father. I pray this word echo in our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.